So good morning, Kyle. All right. So you, me, and Simon went to the Central Coast this year, or last week, this week. I don't know. I'm getting confused. Yeah, that's all right. Simon's coming. We'll get to him later. Just so you know, we went to the Central Coast on a conference and decided to go to the beach. And, you know, I'm kidding. Anyway, it's a little bit like Busselton, isn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah, it is. An amazing coastline.
Just got hills.
Yeah, a lot more.
All right, we did go to a conference, and it's called Reach. Tell us a little bit about what that is. What's Reach?
Well, first of all, it was a kind of a little slice of heaven, if I'm honest. So that's not explaining what Reach was, but just the environment and the people that were there and the singing and the worship and the preaching. Essentially, it's a unified group of like-minded churches who are seeking to reach Australia with the gospel. And so there was 1,300 church leaders at this beautiful venue, EV Church, representing more than 260 churches from various denominations, all there to seek how to love Jesus more and how to love their congregations more and how to see Australia one for Jesus and reach the lost. Yeah.
We had an interesting time on the plane, didn't we?
Oh, we did actually, yeah. So we're post-conference and we're Paul and I are really hoping to sort of like process some things and talk about some stuff and we want to get into that space. And then this like beautiful Chester lady from Chester. Anyone know where that is?
Well, she was actually in Manchester.
Manchester, or I can't remember the name of the village. But she's sitting in the aisle. Paul, why don't you tell us what God presented to us rather than us sorting things out from the week?
Yeah, we were going to spend time processing the conference. But, you know, someone sitting next to you, conversation, it just leads to the gospel. And I'll give you the short version. We just had an opportunity to share the gospel with this lady. Her name is Deb and stays here in Busselton. And what I basically did was I took Kyle's pad, lent the lady's pen, and I basically drew the gospel for her on the plane. So I just sat next to her, explaining how we're separated from God and it's only through Jesus Christ that we can come to have a relationship with him. And she listened and she looked. And I drew it for her, gave her the piece of paper afterwards and gave her our number so that we could that she could contact us if necessary. So it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to share the gospel on the plane.
Yeah, and also just a window into the brokenness around us. I like this lady is really hurting.
So it was a wonderful space for us,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We were there with about 1,300 people. Big conference. What was your main takeaway? What's the big thing that you took away from the conference?
So the conference, the title of the conference was For the Glory of God, and the preaching was centered around the pastor's heart and the pastor's love for Jesus. I guess that was the main crux of the conference. For me personally, it was like daily heart surgery. I think I realized how little I love Jesus, how much more I want to love him, and came away with some really practical tools to develop a deep love for him, which then overflows into everything else.
Mm.
My family, my work, my church family, everything. That was personally.
Yeah.
So my takeaway for the congregation was that I'm actually just so excited about what we learned and how that's going to affect all of us as a gathering of followers of Jesus. Okay. I'm really excited about how that's going to come out and develop over the next months, years. Yeah, it was good.
One of the things that the conference has been talking about years back as well, and we've been developing here, here at BBC is what we would call the ecosystem, or the Pentagon ecosystem. Some of you may well have seen this picture. We're busy restructuring BBC gospel ministry around this Pentagon, around this ecosystem. Just give us a little, little window on that picture. What is that for us?
I mean, ecosystem's a very fancy word, right?
Mm.
I think as we've wrestled with this in eldership and at a board level, essentially our church culture is an ecosystem. How we relate to one another, how we mature together, how we grow together, all the ebbs and flows of church life, both in the gathering and then how we operate during the week. It is an ecosystem. It is just using that fancy word, but it's our culture. And so these five areas are just a way of describing biblically how we mature, both as individual Christians, but also as a group of believers. Mm. We mature through being deep in the Word and being seated under God's Word. We mature by serving one another. We mature in community as we bring our sinfulness out in relationship, and we love one another through our sinfulness and show each other Christ. And we're on mission. We want to see people who don't know Jesus, we want to see them come to faith. Mm. And we want to see them realize the beauty of who God is and who they've been created to be, which is in relationship with Him and to glorify Him. Mm. And all of that really stemming from a love of God. So I think that the ecosystem helps us, I think, from a leadership point of view, to really think intentionally about how are we growing in the areas of church in these mm. five areas. And there's lots of other ways of describing that as maturity, but I think this is helping us to serve you, and to help you to serve one another and to serve us. And
All right, just as we start to wrap up, we're going to push into that loving God space, because that was the area of the conference that they took us into, and the conference was really designed to lift our affections through song to love Jesus, to respond to the love that He has for us. And I know that affected all of us deeply, and I know it did you. So just take us there and give us a little taste.
Well, I did this, so we're going to try something. And I wrote down these statements that the glorifying of God is the primary reason for our existence. That is why we are here. And it's also the primary reason why we gather, is to glorify Him. And when we sing, it's both a vertical, we sing to God, but we also sing to each other. And I love this quote from Martin Luther. Listen to this. Music is a vehicle for proclaiming the word of God. The gift of language combined with the gift of song was only given to man to let him know that he should praise God with both word and music. And namely, by proclaiming God's word through music and providing sweet melodies with words. The faculties of our heart, I didn't mention this earlier, just very quickly. Our heart is, we are mind, we think, we are will, we do, but we are also conscience, so we have convictions, and we are also passion, we have affections. And sometimes we can get stuck in the mind and the will. We just want to, know what the word says, and we want to do what it's telling us to do. But actually, though, the mind and the will, if you drive it down deeper, does affect our affections, and it should. And one way that we express that together is singing. So I want to try something. We'll see how this goes. Stand up for me, everybody. So we're going to sing together just the first verse of Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. We are embodied. So what you do with your body is part of who you are. So whatever that looks like, if it's your eyes closed or open or hands in pockets or hands up or moving, or whatever comes out from the heart, don't be afraid to let it be expressed in who you are and in your body. We're going to sing the first verse. Sing it to yourself. So here we go. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
And the things of earth will grow strange. The light of His glory and
praise. Let's do that again and sing to each other. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strange in the light of His glory and grace.
Do it one more time.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful and the things of earth will grow strange in the light of His glory and grace.
We're going to keep standing and sing together.
On Friday, this coming Friday, This Friday coming, the document that outlines our vision and mission practically for this church, the second congregation, the way we're structuring, the way we're moving forward, even some staff considerations, that document is just about ready and will be emailed to each and every one of you, member and non-member. If you come to this church, you will receive that document on Friday, and that'll give you an opportunity. You've got 2 weeks to process, to think, to chew on it, and we're going to have a number of live forums. Don't worry too much about the detail. It will come out on email to you, but week after next, we're going to set aside time for you as the congregation to come and engage with leadership to discuss and bring your concerns and just work through some of these things with us as we move towards our ministry meeting, which is on the 9th of June, which is over there. That's when we will be making a decision about the way forward in this church. And all the little interviews that we've done over the last while are all sort of moving and pointing in that space. But look out for the document coming to you on Friday and then the forum meetings. And we'll remind you about those things coming up. There's the ministry meeting. It's a very important day for us as we make decisions together as the body of Christ here. And I want to just encourage you to be in a very, very prayerful space as we move towards that. And please, when you get the document, it will be fairly lengthy. I want to encourage you to really take the time to read, to process, to think, to pray, and then to come and engage as the Lord leads you.